This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The idea that the United States spends too much on the rest of the world is a consistent theme of the Trump administration, a theme that's reflected in the White House budget proposal we spent some time covering yesterday. President Trump wants a 28% cut in foreign aid spending. Not all aid gets hit. Israel, for example, is still going to get a bit more than $3 billion this year. But the president is playing to a strong perception among Americans that we spend large parts of our national budget on international programs. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour explains that that is a persistent but incorrect belief.
Guess how much of our budget the U.S. spends on foreign aid. Go ahead.
When we ask the public just, you know, to give us their best guess, we find on average they tell us about 31%.
Bianca DiGiulio is with the Kaiser Family Foundation.
The actual amount is 1% or less.
Yeah, less than 1%. The idea we spend 31% of our budget on foreign aid is not just wrong, it's like, are you kidding me wrong? And it goes back decades, at least.
It's extremely persistent.
Dustin Tingley is professor of government at Harvard. He says people don't think about the large portion of the U.S. budget spent on things like Medicare and Social Security.
You know, another explanation is that the consequences of foreign aid are oftentimes seen as being very distant. This is money going to some foreign land for some vague purpose that's not well communicated to the American people.
Rachel Kleinfeld is a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment. She points to an underappreciated aspect of foreign aid.
Say the majority of it helps us strategically and economically.
U.S. companies and organizations often carry out disaster assistance, for example, but there's long-term payoff as well.
Think about it this way. Of our 15 biggest trading partners today, 11 used to be recipients of U.S. aid.
Helping others helps ourselves in the long term, she says. And, of course, helping others helps others.
In the case of a famine in Somalia where there is just no water, we are trucking water in to the schools.
Nancy Wilson is president of Relief International. It receives funding from the U.S. government, among other places, to do development work.
We have families with several children and where they have to decide which child is going to eat on which day because they don't have enough to feed everyone.
Compared with other countries, the U.S. gives the most money. But when you compare by what percentage of our budget we give, we're 19th in the world. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.